There's this whole section about how he's sort of trying to deprive the telepathic notion of mesmerism of its power. You know, the same thing that Seymour's critiquing about contagion, about how nationalistic consciousness spreads and so forth. And towards the end of this section, he mentions Clara Zetkin, who is sort of has premonitions about fascism, which is approaching. And he writes, in its miscarried mourning, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G, as Clara Zetkin warned in her frantic premonitions, it roused and swept along fascism, roused and swept along, quote, broad social masses who have lost the earlier security of their existence and with it often their belief in social order, end quote. Seymour goes on, fascism leveraged both the popular belief in civilization and the popular desire for its downfall. It was, that is, both a revolt against civilization and an imperial plan for its reconstitution through blood sacrifice. It was both apocalyptic and counter-apocalyptic. Apocalyptic to the extent that it was counter-apocalyptic. And that really stuck out to me. Again, this is a tension within nationalism that relates it to a tension within fascism, right? This yearning for annihilation that, as you mentioned, someone was talking about earlier with COVID, it really puts them on target for not really, they want annihilation to a point. They want annihilation of a certain large portion, perhaps, of the prevailing status quo and nation state, but not complete annihilation of all those structures.
Yeah, I found it interesting. I didn't notice this the first time, but the miscarried mourning, and I think later in the article he talks about it, Disaster National permanently sealing off mourning. So it's like this interminable melancholia, which can never actually be worked through. Is kind of at the heart of it, because I think that's the dialectic is supposed to be like melancholia and mourning, and mourning is like the like putting to bed of the melancholia, right?
Yeah, right. That line actually came from when he's talking about Hitler, who's when he's recovering from the mustard gas attack, and he says almost as self cure.
It's right after. Yeah.
Hitler hoisted up the nation. A fetish, which is to say an endopsychic crypt in which a mourning is forever sealed off.
Yeah.
He's doing really good work in this stream of things. I didn't mean to like complain about it. I suppose I find myself, I'm a little bit more, this is doing, is better than a lot of the sort of psychoanalytic critique of fascism, but
he makes an important point that like Freud mythologized, where he says like we should historicize. I think that's probably a big like distinction between why I don't know, Seymour, like, because I also have the same issues with psychoanalysis. You know, it feels like they try to explain too much through psychologizing that I'd like, but I feel like Seymour's pretty good about it. I find some of the psychoanalysis stuff really interesting here.
Because fascism would have no ascendancy whatsoever to grapple with without it. Its ascendancy, yes, it's deeply psychological, and he's doing a very good job of investigating that here, but it's also bound up with its response to political economy.
Yeah. And that,
right, Chris? Like, there's, regardless of its proposed solutions, that is, its ascendancy is bound up with something it didn't cause.
Yeah, it's purely it's situational, and definitely in a way that most political movements are completely bound by circumstance and accidents of history.
Well, and he kind of talks about it a little bit. He says that globally, disaster nationalism thrives in defiance of the golden rule. It's the economy, stupid. And then he goes on. It's like, I don't know. The entire second section of this essay is about how much the economic concerns are not actual. They're not front loaded. They're maybe materially involved, yeah, but only at the level of a person's psychology. And that's the second reason, and maybe even the most critical reason, I think, of why disaster nationalism is not fascism. So he maybe could talk about it a little bit more about, you know, the precise role of political economy, but I think he kind of steers away from that for a reason, and that's to make the point that the difference between fascism and the new right of today is precisely the lack of political economy.
Hmm. One thing that he says is that Hitler had an attack of hysterical blindness when he was in the trenches, but Hitler had an attack of hysterical blindness when he was in the hospital in Passau, which is way far away from the trenches. So fucking wrong, Seymour.
Yeah, if you're listening, Chris. Seymour.
Yeah, it was
prove your historian credentials right now.
It was after the war, even. It was as the war ended. So he wasn't in the trenches at all.